In this podcast, we're going to look about what Christians believe about God and what Christians believe the qualities that God has and the characteristics that God has. Christianity is a belief that was founded some 2,000 years ago, that Jesus died and rose from the dead. Christians believe that God exists as one singular God, and Jesus was the Son of God. But it's much more complex than that. Christianity was founded, as I said, some 2,000 years ago, when the Apostle Paul took the message of Jesus Christ to Rome. After this, the Roman Empire sometime later adopted Christianity and the teachings of Jesus as their official religion. In 1054, the Christian church was split between the Roman Western Christianity, which nowadays is known as the Catholic Church, and the Orthodox Church, which exists generally in Eastern Europe. Much later on, of course, there was another split from the Catholic Church, this time the Church of England, sometimes known as the Protestant Church or the Anglican Church. This happened in the time of Henry VIII. The three main branches of Christianity that exist today are Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant, sometimes, of course, as I said, known as Anglican. So what do Christians believe about God? Even though the three branches of Christianity have some differences in their beliefs, their ways of worship and lifestyle, their belief in God is universal. Christianity is a monotheistic religion. This means that all Christians believe there is only one God. And those who believe creates that God created and sustains everything that exists. God is believed to work through history, guiding and inspiring people to do God's will for the good of all people. Christians claim to have a relationship with God and communicate with God through prayer. A key Christian belief is that we believe in the one God only. The first of the Ten Commandments that Christians should obey is, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. From the book of Exodus. It's important to remember this commandment was first given to the Jews. Christianity has strong roots within Judaism, including sharing the belief that there is only one God. Although many Christians refer to God as He and Father, they do not believe that God is male. God is thought to exist without the restrictions of gender, both showing traditional ideas of male characteristics, such as power and strength, together with the traditional ideas of female characteristics, such as care, gentleness and love. Describing God is very difficult. God is sometimes pictured in the sky in a human form, but Christians do not believe that God has a physical human body. The Bible says God is spirit, the Gospel of John. And in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, it is written that a spirit does not have flesh and bones. However, in Hebrews 1:3, it says that Jesus was indeed God's Son and is the exact representation of God on earth. God has no restrictions caused by physicality, but exists as a spiritual being that defies description. Christians consider God to be holy, which means something set apart from everything else, for a special purpose and worthy of worship. Christians believe that God has various qualities or attributes. They believe that God is perfect and that these qualities are proof of God's perfection. Some of God's qualities are not possible for humans to achieve, but others are, and provide examples of how Christians should be. Some Christians describe God as omnipotent. In order to be the perfect supreme being, it is important that God is omnipotent. The word omnipotent means almighty or powerful. This means that God has, with unlimited authority, there is nothing God cannot do or achieve. In the Bible, the angel Gabriel answered Mary when she questioned her forthcoming pregnancy. Nothing is impossible with God, replied Gabriel. Although many traditional images of God show God's omnipotence in terms of physical and power and strength, it also consists of power and authority to do good. This is often how Christians interpret omnipotence. God's omnipotence is benevolent. Now, for Christians, the idea that God is loving is very important. They believe that God loves humans. God wants what is best for them. They believe that God created humans because he is all-loving and desired to bestow his love upon creatures. This encourages Christians to love each other in their daily lives by treating everybody with care and respect. Christians believe God's greatest act of love was sending Jesus to earth. Also, Christians believe that God is someone who we should all aspire to, that we should follow his teachings through his son, Jesus Christ, and behave in the right way. Also, some may describe God as omnijust. With unlimited power and authority together with total love, God is believed to be the perfect giver of justice. This not only includes deciding on what is right and wrong, but being the perfect judge of human character. As the ultimate source of justice, God will never support injustice, ill treatment, prejudice, or oppression. Therefore, Christians should do all they can to prevent these wrongs wherever they encounter them. Many people question why a loving God would allow people to suffer. Rather than prevent evil actions of others from happening, Christians believe that a just God treats all people fairly as incapable of making a wrong judgment. Therefore, Christians are sure that they can trust God even when things appear to be going wrong. Additionally, Christians believe that humans have free will and that this free will was given to them by God. But as we know, sometimes humans don't always use their free will in the correct way. This was referenced, of course, by the original sin of Adam and Eve, where Eve ate the fruit from the tree that God had told her not to. This meant that God understood immediately that humans will always commit sin and therefore at times will not follow God's will. So some quotes to support the idea around the nature of God. "Nothing is impossible with God" is a quote that could be used in a variety of ways to explain how God interacts with our world. Some other quotes would include, "He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his ways." This would tell us that God has taught us what is right and we should aspire to follow God's teachings. Another quote is, "For God so loved the world, he gave us his one and only son," suggesting that God sent Jesus here for us to deliver a message from Jesus for us to follow. Another quote would be, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." This demonstrates God's omnipotence in that he had the power to create the heavens and the earth as we know it. Think that we created. He loves what he created. He loves us. He aspires for us to love him. Remembering that we can look at the qualities of God. God is omnipotent, omnibenevolent, and omnijust. These are three qualities that Christians use to describe how God is. So to recap, all-powerful would be linked to omnipotent, benevolent would be linked to loving, and just would be linked to omnijust. These are three integral key qualities of God.